Please be seated. On this day when many are looking at the people who rescued the miners in Chile as heroes, I want you to think about who is your hero and why, as I give you a little more background to the text that's before us. Paul, Silas, and Timothy were on a missionary journey, what we call Paul's second great missionary journey. They had been in Philippi, where Paul and Silas had been imprisoned, and after they were released, they ended up going to Thessalonica. Well, in Thessalonica, they started preaching and teaching, as was their custom, and yet that only lasted a short time, perhaps as short as 3 or 4 weeks, and then Jewish opposition drove them away from town. So they ended up going farther south to Berea. They were in Berea, the same thing happened. They were preaching and teaching, and yet the Jewish opposition drove them away. So they decided, the men who were around Paul, with Paul, decided that it would be better if they sent Paul ahead to Athens for his safety. But Paul was concerned. He was concerned about the Thessalonians, his brothers and sisters in the faith, and so he sent Timothy to find out how they were doing and to encourage them to remain strong. And Paul is writing this first letter to the Thessalonians then as a result of getting that report from Timothy. And this is what Paul writes in the text for today from chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us, as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. This is God's word. Paul couldn't be happier. By God's grace, the Thessalonians were holding up well. They were remaining faithful to their Savior. They were encouraging their brothers and sisters in the faith. They had wonderful memories of Paul, Silas, and Timothy, and they really wanted to see them again. For Paul, when he was writing this letter, the Thessalonian Christians were his heroes. These Christians who were so new to the faith, so new in their faith, they were able to withstand the persecution that they were undergoing. This fact alone, the fact that the Thessalonians were able to persevere under pressure, definitely was an encouragement to Paul and Silas and Timothy. Like a parent who spends many sleepless nights over the well-being of his or her child, Paul wanted his children at Thessalonica to do well, to remain faithful to their Savior. So how could Timothy's report be anything but an encouragement to Paul? These people, the Thessalonians, truly were heroes in Paul's eyes. So again, who is your hero and why? As I was thinking about that question, as I was contemplating how I would answer that question, I thought of a few different people. Perhaps it would be the pastor in Ukraine that I worked with one summer who not only was serving his congregation faithfully with God's word and sacraments, he also was working another job to try to support his family in a country where the economy is even worse than ours, and also was going a few times a month to a congregation 3 hours away made up of two people. Or perhaps my hero would be that little girl that I met at an orphan home in India, whose total worldly belongings would fit into a small suitcase, who every day was happy to learn about her Savior and confess that same Savior, that He was her Savior from her sins, and all this holding on to that faith in a country that's 92% Hindu. Or perhaps my hero would be that missionary who trudges into the deepest, darkest jungles in order to preach the gospel to people who are steeped in spiritism and animism and many other isms, who risks life and limb simply because he wants to see these people again in heaven someday. The more I thought about it, I realized I didn't have to think about traveling to the other side of the world to find my hero. My hero is right here. And so I don't embarrass you. I'm not going to mention you by name. I know you're humble and all, but you know who you are. I saw you the other day as you were speaking some kind words to someone who had tears in her eyes. I watched you open the door for someone, even though you were there first. I saw you asking forgiveness of someone to whom earlier in the day you had spoken some pretty harsh words. I saw you sending a note to a friend who was down and who needed some encouragement. And that time that you were in the limelight and yet you backed out so that someone else could receive a word of praise, I saw that too. But your heroic qualities don't stop there. You're the one who believes that the God of the universe actually took on human flesh and came to this world, to this earth, to be your Savior. You believe that there's a miracle that takes place every time that a pastor applies water to the head of a little baby in the name of the triune God. You believe that God actually speaks to you through something so simple looking as a book. You believe that your Savior actually gives you his body and blood to eat and drink in simple bread and wine, all for the forgiveness of your sins. You believe that what many would call a pie-in-the-sky hope, that someday you'll actually be in heaven with your God. Now, before I can no longer list humility as one of your positive qualities, because I'm building your pedestal up higher and higher, there are times when you stumble, just as much as there are times when I stumble. You, my hero, are not perfect. For all those times that I've seen you forgive someone, I've also seen you act pretty meanly toward someone, speaking harsh words of your own to someone simply because you didn't like them or because you didn't agree with their opinions or beliefs. I've seen you let someone down. I've seen you act meanly toward your fellow man. But you know you're a sinner. You know you're a sinner who deserves nothing from God except punishment. And yet you also know your Savior. You know that God sent his Son to be your Savior, to take your sins upon himself, to take the punishment that you deserved for those sins. And if you didn't have that belief, if you didn't have that trust in Jesus as your Savior, you couldn't be a hero to anyone. In fact, when it comes down to it, the fact that you have that faith, the fact that God has worked that faith in you, is what makes you a hero. Now, I thought about having my hero stand today and be recognized, but for the sake of good order, I won't do that. Because if I were to do that, then you might think that this message was absolutely done. Because every one of you would be standing. Every one of you, my fellow Christians, is a hero to me. The perseverance of your faith, the way you keep believing in Jesus as your Savior, is an inspiration to me. Watching you live your faith, watching your faith in action, even with all the little things that you do every day, encourages me. As I go through difficult times in my life, seeing how you handle the tough situations in your life gives me courage, added courage to move on. Now, granted, you may not have thought of yourself as a hero to anyone, but by God's grace alone and to his glory alone, you are. All of us, brothers and sisters in the Christian faith, do whatever we can to build each other up, to support each other, to encourage each other. As you continue to live in service to your Savior, Jesus Christ, you will continue to be a hero, my everyday hero. Amen. Please rise. This morning we have two prayer requests before us. The father of Jeff Haugen and the grandfather of Ben and Ginny Haugen passed away this morning in Madison, Wisconsin. And we also pray today on behalf of Tori Tekken's grandmother, Eileen, who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, all matters of life and death are in your hands. We approach your throne of grace on behalf of the Haugen family, now mourning the loss of your servant. Comfort them with the peace which comes only through your word, and gladden their hearts with the hope of the reunion of your saints in the mansions above. We also pray on behalf of your child, Eileen. Grant wisdom and ability to those who now provide her with medical care, and strengthen her that she may confide in your gracious promise to work all things for the eternal good of your children. We ask all these things in Christ's saving name. Amen.